This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Developments in the impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump over Ukraine and political dirt traced without evidence to former Vice President Joe Biden. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Rome said again today he will not permit his department's officials to comply with subpoenas to testify in Congress. House Democrats, meanwhile, say they'll issue subpoenas for White House documents tied to Mr. Trump's phone call with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, warns that failure to cooperate in the impeachment investigation will be considered obstruction of justice. President Trump again suggested Schiff should be investigated for treason.
He should resign from office in disgrace, and frankly, they should look at him for treason because he is making up the words of the President of the United States. Not only words, but the meaning, and it's a disgrace. It should not be allowed to happen.
More on all this from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Congressional committees have been seeking documents from the State Department central to an impeachment inquiry. An insider says staff from the House and Senate will attend a briefing with the Inspector General, who's independent from department leadership, which is trying to block staffers from being questioned. And Thursday, former envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker will speak with House committee members behind closed doors. He resigned last week after the whistleblower complaint was released about seeking dirt on Joe Biden's family.
It's the worst witch hunt in political history.
Last month, President Trump called the Ukraine investigation another witch hunt. Now he's calling it a coup on Twitter. Some experts are clarifying a coup is generally a violent overthrow, while an impeachment inquiry is a process spelled out in the Constitution. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will send the European Union what he says is the UK's final offer for a Brexit deal. This as the date for Britain's departure from the EU looms in less than a month. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has a report from London.
Johnson says the proposal is a fair and reasonable compromise, but it's likely to face deep scepticism from EU leaders, who doubt the UK has a workable plan to avoid checks on goods or people crossing the border between EU member Ireland and the UK's Northern Ireland after Brexit. Johnson says there would be some custom checks between Northern Ireland and Ireland, an idea vehemently opposed by the government in Dublin. Johnson says he'll walk away from the Brexit talks if the EU refuses to engage with the UK plan. Zaria Shackley, London.
Google is offering more privacy tools for users of YouTube and Google Maps. We have a report from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
YouTube users will be able to set their search and viewing histories to auto-delete after a set period of time. And Google's Maps will have an incognito mode, meaning a user's movements won't be recorded when it's turned on. Google also says people will be able to delete their voice histories from the artificial intelligence system Assistant using a voice command. And people will be able to determine how secure their passwords are via a password manager. I'm Mike Hempen.
North Korea has tested what appears to be a submarine-launched ballistic missile. This comes just days before Pyongyang and Washington are scheduled to begin low-level talks on the North's nuclear arsenal. A private survey says U.S. companies added a modest 135,000 jobs in September, apparently another sign of a slowing economy. Here is AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Payroll processor ADP says hiring is slowing as the trade war takes a toll on the economy and employers grow cautious. While they say there are a few signs of widespread layoffs, companies' demand for labor, which pushed average monthly hiring to 225,000 last year, has waned in the past 6 months. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, which compiles the data, said that about one-fifth of the U.S. economy is essentially in recession. That includes manufacturing, farming, and transportation. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The one-time Israeli military chief, Benny Gantz, called off today's scheduled meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on forming a unity government. It is a setback. Gantz's centrist Blue and White Party edged out Netanyahu's Likud by one seat in last month's parliamentary election, and he says he will not be part of any government headed by Netanyahu, who is facing corruption charges. More news at voanews.com online. Gene Randall, VOA News.